Jeremy Roenick's with us. Hey, how are you, superstar?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
Doing great. We're talking to, well, pretty soon we'll be able to say NHL Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, man, can you believe it? It's just unbelievable. It still hasn't hit me and still doesn't sound right, but I'll take it. Absolutely. Thank you.
That's cool. You're going to be at Bettenhausen's grand opening. That's tomorrow night, Friday night, right, in Lockport?
Yep, tomorrow night. I believe it's 6 to 8 or 5:30 to 7:30, something like that. But I'm looking forward to it, going with my good buddy Murph from the Hawks. And Murph is a great guy. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward. Anytime I do something in Chicago, I have a lot of fun. I have such a great relationship with that city. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, my gosh, we love you. And it's 5 to 8, so don't be late, okay?
Okay, 5 to 8. Okay. Yeah. Okay. At least I would have been there most of the time. So,
Bettenhausen in Lockport, they've got their new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store, and it's on 159th Street. Jeremy, there's so many things we want to talk to you about, but do you have a combination whiskey that has hints of chocolate?
I do, and it's absolutely the most spectacular drinking experience you will ever have. It's a chocolate whiskey blend, and I also have a chocolate orange whiskey that we're starting to sell through Chicago right now, and trying to get it into Binnie's right now, but it's pretty much, it's moving through the Chicago land right now, and we are so proud of it, and I'm pretty much running almost at 100% approval rate by people that try it.
So I would imagine. Who's going to induct you into the hall? Who's inducting you? Did you choose someone?
Well, the fourth person I called after I heard the news. I called my wife first, then I called my son, then I called my daughter, and the fourth call was Chris Chelios. And I don't think there'd be anybody else that I would choose to have on stage with me handing me my plaque than the guy I just admire the most and hockey, Mr. King Hockey America, Chris Chelios.
Well, you were spectacular when you were there for him at the UC when they raised his jersey to the rafters. Say hi to Kevin Powell. He's our sports anchor.
Jeremy, great to talk to you. Congratulations.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it very much. Great to talk to you.
You too, Jeremy. Congratulations. I'd love to get your thoughts on the current state of the Blackhawks. It is a rebuild. You know Connor pretty well, Connor Murphy, who you'll be with tomorrow. Connor Bedard, obviously, the future of the organization. I wonder how much you've been able to watch of Bedard and the Blackhawks and just the overall direction of the franchise right now. I think a lot of people are excited about what they're doing.
Well, it's obviously when you get a talent like Connor Bedard on your team, a generational player and a guy who I thought played extremely well last year. And for a small guy who was trying to find his way into the National Hockey League at 18 years old, I think he was exactly what we expected him to be. If he didn't get hurt and get that broken jaw, which I think was another learning experience as a young kid in the big boy game, he would probably had a point a game, 82 points, 80 points, which actually I predicted that he would have. He is somebody that the Blackhawks fans can be really excited to watch game in and game out. Now, obviously, he is small. He is young. He will continue to get better. He'll get stronger. He'll get smarter. And he'll get more brave on the ice. It's very easy to be a little bit nervous, a little bit tentative as a young player. But he handled the pressure extremely well. I think his confidence is overwhelming. And the Hawks have picked up some good players over the offseason that are going to help him. I really like getting Maroon out there to police the ice a little bit, free up a little bit of room for Bedard, and make him feel a little bit more confident in terms of there's somebody watching him. And, I think they're doing the right things. Obviously, it's going to take a little while to rebuild, getting high picks in the draft. We saw what happened with that in 2004, 2005, 2006, getting Kane and Taves turned into a Stanley Cup. Let's hope that happens again.
We're speaking with Jeremy Roenick. You know Jeremy, future Hall of Famer. We're already going to call you a Hall of Famer. Have you played any golf with Michael Jordan lately?
Yeah, no, not anytime soon. No,
Your stories are legendary.
Well, I don't know if my stories are legendary or what Michael did was legendary. You know, obviously everything that guy touches turns to gold, and he is by far the biggest competitor and one of the fiercest competitors that I've ever seen or been around. And I think he's one of the best athletes ever to play. And I've seen him do some crazy things that most people wouldn't be able to do in terms of their competitive level, and not be denied. The guy is an absolute freak of nature.
How much fun to be in this city at that time?
It was unbelievable. You know, the Hawks were flying high. We were obviously major Seneca Finals in 92. We had great teams winning President's Cup trophies. Me, Chelly, Eddie, Tony Amonte was there. I mean, it was a fun time to be around Chicago, to be able to go watch the Bulls just dominating. The NBA, watching Michael play, obviously, Rodman. It was a treat. Chelly and I took in a lot of games, ran around the city with Rodman and Harper and playing golf with Michael. It was a tough time to beat, but I will have to say, I would have loved to have been around that city 2010 through 2016 when the Hawks won 3 Stanley Cups. I think that would have matched it also.
It was awesome. Jeremy, thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time, and we encourage everybody to go see it tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hopefully we run into you guys when I'm running through Chicago at times. I'll be there a lot.
I hope so. I'm drinking whiskey with you. That's hockey legend Jeremy Roenick. You will see him tomorrow night from 5 to 8 at Bettenhausen in Lockport. That's Bettenhausen's new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store. It's on 159th Street. I told you we're going to talk to somebody from Unplug, Illinois. I don't know that you're going to get out and play any hockey this weekend, but hey, Susie, you want some people to get outside, right?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, we absolutely do. Get outside and unplug. We, the Illinois Park and Recreation Association, for 6 years has been involved in an initiative to encourage everyone to get out, unplug from your devices, get with your family and community at your local park district and forest preserve, which most every one of us has one right outside our back door in Illinois.
We really do. This is Susie Wirtz. She is She's the executive director of the Illinois Park and Recreation Association, and this Saturday, big things happening in the state of Illinois. And you're right, we're near a forest preserve or a park in this state. And what are some of the things you have going on?
Yeah, well, lots and lots, literally from the top of the state of Illinois to the bottom, from the east to the west. We've got yoga. There are kids' days planned all across. There's Olympic-style events. There's some bubbles, DJs, food. There's some drumming, some kind of pickleball tournaments going on. Pretty much you name it, and it's happening at a park district or a forest preserve near you. Also, if there's nothing going on, just get out and take a walk. But almost every park district, we have over 100 agencies in the state that have told us what they're doing this year. And it's really exciting to hear the different things they're putting on. Just again, from food to book clubs, creating art clubs, butterflies in the park, all kinds of stuff.
I read on your site that only 1 in 3 adults receive the recommended amount of physical activity each week, and we all need to get outside, especially this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you've done the research. What are the mental benefits of unplugging from our electronic devices?
So de-stressing, I mean, there's, medically proven that you just feel better. Your health, your mood improves. Kids, they say that they don't have access to recess as much anymore. They're depressed. They're sad. And we know what social media does, right? Social media just, you live in your phone and you compare yourself to everybody else. And we don't want to get away from that.
Yeah. So be a good example. Take your kids with you. How do people learn more about Unplug Illinois?
So we have two websites, unplugillinois.org. If you go to that website, you can see a listing of all the different activities that are happening on July 13th. And ILIPRA.org is our association website to learn more about all the various park districts and conservation agencies in the state.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. See you out there in the park.
Thank you.
Bye.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.